Gal, I'll get you to pay tribute to Boyd Cordner as well off the back of the emotional announcement this morning. In fact, let's hear from Boyd Cordner and what he had to say earlier today, breaking down, announcing that he's played his last game of rugby league.
With respect to my teammates and the club and especially myself, I knew that, you know, the longer I left it and I didn't, you know, make this decision, the more likelihood I was going to play. And if that was the case, it would have been me physically probably prepared, but mentally just crossing my fingers. And, you know, I don't think, you know, that was safe at all. And for once in my life and my career, I had to put my health and my happiness first. And, you know, it was an extremely tough decision for me to make. I can look back and I can be very proud of what I've done. And, you know, that's what I am. I'm proud that I've come to this decision. I've always thought the easiest way for me would have been, you know, to retire and to, you know, just take the easy way out. But the more it got closer and the closer it got, I knew the easiest thing for me would have been to say nothing and to play on. And I know now that this is definitely the hardest thing that I've had to do. And I'm happy now and I'm content with my decision.
Well, Boyd, you can hold your head high, mate, because you've been a warrior and given us so many memorable moments in the rugby league arena. And, Gal, you've played plenty of representative footy with Boyd Cordner. Just such a champion and such a warrior on the footy field.
Absolute champion, Blake, and you can't sum it up better than the word warrior. He was so good. And just I roomed with Boyd Cordner in 2013 on his first tour, and such a good bloke, like one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, such a genuine person. We've been lucky enough to keep up a good relationship with him. He texted me about half an hour ago, so he's doing okay, but whenever there's a big game or I've got a big fight or a big game back and I was playing, we'd text each other. Just such a nice, genuine bloke, and just a guy who got everything out of his career. He's a guy who had knee reconstruction, shoulder reconstruction, broken jaws as a teenager. And he just kept fighting back from those injuries and coming back to have the career that he did. He just had no self-preservation about his body whatsoever. He did everything he could every single week for his teammates to win a game. He put his body on the line every single time he played. He was just such a warrior, as you said. And it's a shame. I think his career's been cut short a little bit. But as he said, there comes a time where you got to make a decision best for yourself and for your family. And that time has come for him. But what an outstanding player. And look, everything he achieved, he was just brilliant.
Three-time premiership winner, 2018 and 2019 as captain. He won his first premiership with the club in 2013. Trent Robinson, who we'll speak to later in the program, the Roosters coach, described him today as one of the best leaders of men he's ever seen. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I can't remember what year it was. I was in State of Origin still. I was captain of the side and I walked in and we had a team meeting and it's just the boys in the room and I ended up putting on a few things saying, we have to do this, we've got to do this. Not really expecting or knowing what will come back. I mean, his Boyd Cordner would have been his first couple of years, stood up and said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And he did it, to his credit. And I remember thinking at the time, this bloke is a dead set leader. He's a future captain without a doubt. And it might have been my last years. I can't even remember when it was. But sure enough, he's taken over as Blues captain and gone on to win series himself. He's just such a leader and such an inspirational player to play with. And you know, it's really sad that what happened today. I watched the press conference today and it was hard not to get emotional with him, seeing him go through what he's going through. But no doubt he's made the best decision for himself.